and welcome to the Cristania.com podcast. I'm Cristania Hill. If this is your first time to listen, welcome. If you're a return listener, welcome back. Either way, I am super glad that you're here. This is episode number 6, and in this week's segment, we're going to feature Celebrate Recovery Step Study Lesson 6, Action. We'll cover Principle 3 and Step 3. Principle 3, consciously choose to commit all my life and will to Christ's care and control. Scripture. Happy are the meek. Matthew 5:5. Step 3. We made a decision to turn our lives and wills over to the care of God. Scripture. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Romans 12:1. So think about it. Even after taking the first two steps, we still can get stuck in a cycle of guilt, anger, fear, depression. Guilt, anger, fear, depression. So how do we get unstuck? How do we get past the barriers of pride and fear and guilt and worry and doubt to take the next step? Well, that's action. A, accept Jesus Christ is your higher power. Make the decision to follow him. Make the decision to ask him into your heart. C, commit to seek his will for your life. So let's look at the definition of willpower. Willpower is the willingness to accept God's power over your life instead of yours. T, turn it over. Let go and let God. Turn all big things and little things over to Christ. Learn to follow his will, not yours. I, it's only the beginning. In the third principle, we make only the intentional decision to commit and seek God's will. It's a process. This is going to take time. Oh, one day at a time. Recovery happens one day at a time. You know, we didn't get where we are overnight, so we're not going to get out of where we are overnight. But it will happen. And in next, how do I ask Christ into my life? To me, the answer to that is simple. First, do you believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins and came back to life? If so, then repent of your sins and believe that God has forgiven you and be baptized to your old life and brought to new. Question 1. What differences have you noticed in life now that you have accepted Jesus Christ as your higher power? I feel that I am being held to a higher standard of behavior. I feel a sense of more peace. And I have a more meaningful sense of purpose. Question 2. How has your definition of willpower changed since you have been in recovery? It has gone from my willpower to more of an obedience and discipline to God's will for my life, not mine. I have to say it's been a hard transition. It's been something that has not come easy, because I have always been one to need to be in control. So turning my will over to God's will has been a challenge. Question 3. What have you been able to turn over to God? The first one I rejoice about. It's truly my self-worth. It's my value. It's my self-esteem. I am happier, healthier, mentally, emotionally today than I've ever been in my entire life. And my career choices, I'm really leaning on God's understanding, not my own, as to what he wants to do with my career. Question 4. What do you fear turning over to his care? My finances. I've always been one that, again, needs to be in control and knew where my income was coming from and how much I was going to make and when I was going to make it, and, you know, just knew everything. And so turning that over to Him and being faithful with my tithing has been a huge leap of faith for me. Question 5, what is keeping you from turning them over? My own self-driven fear of loss. My fear of loss. Question 6, what does the phrase live one day at a time mean to you? To some degree, I kind of see that as survival, surviving. And I don't want to survive. I want to thrive. But what it means to me is to not be anxious for tomorrow and not be worried or fearful of yesterday. Question 7, what is a major concern in your life? My finances and career. I probably sound like a broken record, but that has always been at the forefront of who I was. Question 8, what's stopping you from turning it over to Jesus Christ? Doubting that God is really going to take care of me the way I want Him to. How arrogant is that? Transparency. Well, that'll conclude today's episode. I thank you for joining me. And remember, joy is a choice, so choose well. God bless. Take care.